Good morning, friend. So good to be with you this morning to do this devotion with you. And we've been looking on how to be a survivor in 2021. And all of this is about how we view God, how we view ourselves. And being a survivor in 2021, I want to encourage you today to slam the door on self-pity. Self-pity is an ever-present temptation. Even Elijah the prophet had self-pity. You have a right to feel the way you do, but you know, sometimes your rights can derail and ultimately kill you and destroy you. You cannot control some of the things that have happened to you, but you can control how you respond by what is going on in your heart. You know, you might have had some broken dreams in 2020, but you don't have to allow those disappointments and failures to keep you from experiencing what God has for you. To fail or to not experience a dream is not fatal, and it is not final, because with God, all things are possible. Thomas Edison failed over 6,000 times in creating the light bulb. He had this desire within him that he was going to see his dream fulfilled. And I want to encourage you today, my friend, in 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says, God is ready to help you right now. Today is the day of salvation. You can connect with God again by slamming the door on self-pity and beginning to dream again. In Psalm 91, 14 and 15, in the Message, it says, if you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If you'll only get to know and trust me, call me and I will answer. I'll be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. My friend, you can come back to God with an open heart. In Psalm 37, verses 3 to 5, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust is an expression of having faith in God. Live in the land and cultivate faithfulness. It's saying, begin to remind yourself of how faithful God is. The Bible says that He is faithful. You can cultivate His faithfulness. Verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him and He will do it. The word delight here, it means to be soft or to be delicate or to be dainty or to be pampered or to be happy about and to take exquisite delight in. It's talking about having a heart that is soft toward God. Don't have a hardened heart because of circumstances, because of disappointments, because of self-pity. Those things can make your heart hard where you don't come to God with expectation again. It's saying, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. My friend, I want to let you know, let your heart be pampered by God's goodness as you trust in Him and His faithfulness. You don't have to wallow in self-pity, in the disappointments of last year of 2020, but you can come alive to the promises of God as you begin to delight yourself in Him, in the fact that He is good and that He loves you and that He is for you. Let your heart be open and tender and soft toward Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Friend, always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.